I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Andrew Lacombe and Missy Holmquist. They are campaign co-chairs this year for the United Way of Marquette County, and they joined me for a campaign update. Here's Missy Holmquist and Andrew Lacombe.
Things are going pretty well for the United Way of Marquette County. We have some great momentum right now, but we want to end this campaign successfully. And we're so close that we want to raise awareness and let people know that we have this second chance to give. So if you missed your chance in the fall, when most people give to our campaign, mm-hmm. you can still give for about another month.
How do they do that?
Pretty easy. UWMQT.org. UnitedWayMarquette.org.
And it's all there.
It's all there. And any donation counts, but we're close, and we want to get there.
Yeah, Missy, I wanted to ask, how are things going with the campaign?
Things are going great. As Andrew mentioned, we're almost there. Our goal for the campaign this year was $400,000, and we're 90% of the way there.
That's fantastic. Really? I got to say that in this kind of environment that we're in with the pandemic and everything, to be at 90% at this point is fantastic.
We're really excited, really, really proud that everyone wanted to invest and really give back to their community. Mm-hmm. But again, we just want to make it across the finish line here, get that last 10% of our goal. And again, looking to get to people who maybe didn't get a chance to donate earlier this year. It's never too late to give, and you can visit the website and donate today.
Now, I've served as a campaign co-chair before with Mark Evans and also with Carl Bonack. We were a team at that point. We were able to do all of the visits and go see all kinds of people. That was a little different this year. What did you guys do, Andrew, as co-chairs to get the word out?
Well, we tried some new things. You know, we were here back in September. We did a kickoff week with some great support from local businesses. We did a few virtual Zoom meetings with workplaces, sent a video around, but without having that personal face-to-face time to ask employees to give through their workplaces, I think it hurt us a bit, but we've obviously made it almost all the way without that face-to-face interaction.
Website again for folks, Andrew, is?
UWMQT.org.
Missy, the word is, you know, you're at about 90% of your goal, which during a pandemic year, that's fantastic. But what has really resonated with you about being a co-chair, and what have you heard from people that you've talked to and why they're giving?
Sure. I stepped up, decided to be a co-chair because I really do support the United Way and like what they do to help our community. United Way supports more than 25 different partner agencies that specialize in a variety of different services and offerings that provide support to Marquette County residents. So your dollars really do stay here when you support United Way. Some of those partner agencies include Bay Cliff Health Camp, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Great Lakes Recovery, Marquette County Habitat for Humanity, Trillium House, Nagani Senior Center. So really a variety of services that are offered to people of all ages.
And Andrew, I have to wonder, have you, as you've done this, I mean, you've talked with some folks, have you found that there is a resonance with the people that say, oh, I know somebody, or I have a family member in this agency or that agency?
Yeah, you might think, well, I don't know anyone who benefits from United Way of Marquette County, but those agencies Missy just mentioned, you definitely probably do know people who use those important parts of our community. So I think just knowing, you know, what United Way does, this money stays local. It goes to these vital agencies who spend it wisely. We oversee how they spend it. That's huge, especially right now, to have that oversight. And so Your donation to our campaign goes right out to our community.
So you were mentioning that there is an opportunity still to give, sort of a final push to get over the goal. What's the information on that?
Sure. So again, you can always give to the United Way. The easiest way to do that is by visiting the website at UWMQT.org. So that's, again, United Way of Marquette County, UWMQT.org.
It is certainly good to have you guys in and hear that you're at 90% of the goal. I hope now you can get that remaining 10% and get there. And, well, Andrew, this is kind of almost wrapping up your time here with the campaign, but you want to go out strong, don't you?
Absolutely. This is my second year as a co-chair. We'll introduce a new co-chair coming up here later in the summer to carry things into next year with Missy. And, you know, it's been awesome to see the momentum the United Way of Marquette County has. And we want to keep it going here to finish out this campaign.
And again, the website, Andrew, is?
UWMQT.org.
That's Andrew Lacombe and Missy Holmquist, campaign co-chairs for the United Way of Marquette County. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.